the Trevor Mitchell Podcast. Today, we will be talking about the quite infamous actress of Farrah Fawcett. There's a lot of information to go through, but first, I would like to give a shout out to the intro song today. It goes by the name of Mona Lisa. It's quite a new song, so I just wanted to give a little love their way. Now, I have a lot of information to go through today, but let's get a few things out of the way. This is my first podcast. So I'd like to give a ginormous thank you to Mrs. Bishop for giving me the chance to start this journey. Thank you, Mrs. Bishop. I truly appreciate it. Now, on to the project. Now our story begins where most stories begin. The beginning. Yes. Our story begins in Corpus Christi, February 2nd, 1947. Where our hero, or should I say heroine, Miss Farrah Fawcett was born. Now, quick fact off to the side I'd like to point out. Corpus Christi, I've heard, at least, do not quote me on this, has been voted by many people to be the most boring city in all of America. Now, I cannot imagine how boring a city must be to get that kind of rating, but, well, you can use your imagination. Now, you might also be wondering about Miss Farrah Fawcett's name. What kind of a name is Farrah, you may wonder. And I've wondered the same thing, because it is quite odd. But apparently, her mother named her Farrah, simply because she thought it went well with the name Fawcett. Miss Farrah Fawcett. I guess it does go well together, but it's an odd story and one that I quite like. Yes, her mother's name was Pauline and her father was James. I'm not going to go into too much detail because, well, it's boring and not that interesting. And not important, really. But let's move a little forward in time, shall we? Miss Farrah Fawcett graduated from W.B. Ray High School in our hometown of Corpus Christi, of course. Where, quite incredibly, she was voted the most beautiful girl in her grade, I believe. All 4 years, freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, every year she was voted the most beautiful girl. I can't believe that that is something that they even did, but there you go. Quite an interesting fact. Yes, and then after she graduated high school, she went to Texas University, where she began to study microbiology, but quickly changed her major to art. Which makes sense now. She was apparently also named one of, quote, the 10 most beautiful co-eds. What? Who even does this? Who does this? And this was her freshman year. Apparently that was the first time there at Texas University that a freshman had even been recognized as one of the 10 most beautiful co-eds. A different time, I guess, because that just seems strange to me. But, she spent some time there, about 3 years in total, but not long after being voted that, her photos were sent out to L.A. I'm not quite sure how, it's not really made clear, but photos were sent out to Hollywood, L.A., where multiple talent agencies got their hands on them, and a man by the name of David Mersch? Yes, David Mersch. He began calling Mrs. Fawcett again and again, and again, and again and again for 2 years, because Mrs. Fawcett would not agree to come to Hollywood to work with him, but he was determined, and a little stalkery, if you ask me, but different times, so I'm not going to comment too much. Yes, and eventually, oddly enough, she actually agreed to come down. She moved in 1968 with her parents' blessing to, quote, try her luck. I simply cannot believe this. This is quite an actually interesting story. And that is the beginning of our tale. Now we begin the rise to fame of Miss Farrah Fawcett. Now, after arriving in Hollywood, after the request of her agent, David Mersch, she landed very small roles here and there in various small commercials and, you know, small TV shows the like. And she didn't really acquire much notoriety until 1976. 1976 is when Miss Farrah Fawcett became a star. Well, there's no other word for it, really. She became a star. Now, well, how did this happen, you may wonder? Well, I did too. Miss Farrah Fawcett had a photo shoot with photographer Bruce McBroom. Now, you may be wondering, who is Bruce McBroom? I don't know. He's unimportant, so we're going to continue. But they did shoot, in this photo shoot, a quite legendary photo, that of Miss Farrah Fawcett in a beautiful swimsuit, looking at the camera in a provocative manner. That poster of her is, I'm not 100% sure, I'll come back and tell you later, but I'm pretty sure it is the best-selling poster of all time. You have undoubtedly seen this poster. I had never even heard of Farrah Fawcett before receiving this project, and I had seen this poster. I don't watch movies, I don't really do anything. But I had seen this poster. Where? I have no idea. But I had seen it, and you probably have too. It is the cover of this podcast. That little square. That is the poster. Well, a slightly edited version of it, but the same altogether. Now, this incredible feat gave her much notoriety to jump into bigger and better things. Now, namely, one of those things was Charlie's Angels. Charlie's Angels, which was originally a movie which aired on March 2nd, 21st of 1976 on ABC. She played Jill Monroe along with Kate Jackson and Jacqueline Smith as three private eye detectives working for a mysterious man. This movie was very popular, extremely popular. It was unclear why, really. It's not incredibly original programming. But maybe it had something to do with them being three extremely beautiful women. I don't know. The world may never know. But this incredible popularity led to a series being requested as soon as September of the same year. Now, this series became only more popular than the movie itself. In itself became a phenomenon worldwide. Or maybe not worldwide. I may be being a bit hyperbolic, but it was quite huge. Extreme jump for Mrs. Farrah Fawcett from the year before, definitely. Now, eventually, this show became the number one show on television, Charlie's Angels. But Miss Farrah Fawcett left after only 1 year. Odd, right? I know. So why did she leave? Well, apparently, Miss Farrah Fawcett is quoted as to being saying something of this, nature. When they were at number 3, she thought it was because of they had... It was because they had great acting talent, and they truly were great actors and told great stories. Once they reached number 1, she realized that that just wasn't true. She wanted it to be true, but it just wasn't. It was simply because, well, there were 3 beautiful young women, and, well, guys are going to turn into to watch that show. It's just the way the world works. But she didn't want to be a piece of meat to be looked at. She wanted to be respected for her talent, so she left the show. Now a little sidetrack. I just like to mention Mr. Lee Majors. I'm flipping my notes if you hear that in the background. Mr. Lee Majors. She started dating him in the 1960s. So quite before she was even popular, or quite anything really. Not to insult Miss Farrah Fawcett, of course. And then they married in 1973. Quite great for them. And they separated in 1979 off personal disputes. Of course, this is all personal information, so there's not really much to go into. But quite interestingly, they had separated in 1979, but didn't get divorced until 1982. The world's a weird place. I'm not going to get into anyone's personal business. But it's quite interesting. Now, with marrying a famous actor in of himself, starring in a popular movie and television show, and being on the most popular poster ever made, this had risen Mrs. Farrah Fawcett into a state of pure stardom. Now finally, and quite sadly, we must talk about Miss Farrah Fawcett's untimely death. We shall jump forward in time to about 2006, where Miss Farrah Fawcett was diagnosed with anal cancer. Yes, I know anal can be a funny word, but this is very serious. This is a horrible disease to have, and I truly feel sorry for her. She began treatment with chemo and surgery to try and combat her issue. And about 4 months later, at the age of 60, the doctors believed she was mostly cancer-free by the time of her 60th birthday, that was. 4 months later, age 60. But about a few years later, the cancer reoccurred. It was stage 4, not only for anal variety, but also in her liver. Truly awful, awful thing to deal with. Yes, quite awful, I'm sorry. Miss Farrah Fawcett then sought out some alternative treatments, seeing as she now believed that modern Western medicine, as it were, was not giving her not giving her what she wanted. She thought she could do better somewhere else. So she went to Germany, which is still Western, so I guess I'm not quite right there, but whatever. She went to Germany for more quote-unquote aggressive and quote-unquote alternative treatment. It's not exactly clear what went on there, but I don't like the sound of the word of aggressive. I don't know what they did exactly, but I don't think I would like to know, actually. But she then returned to the US after about a few months, not long, and seeing that that was not a very smart thing to do. I'm being quite honest with my opinion there. It just, there's no real point to it. But she came home to America, where she lived out the rest of her life, where at some points she looked like she was getting better, sometimes she looked like she was getting worse.
until, quite sadly, Miss Farrah Fawcett did pass away from cancer on June 25th, 2009. Now, this was a very sad day for not only Miss Farrah Fawcett's family, but all her fans around the world. Just anyone. It's never a good thing when someone dies. Of course, that's obvious. So it was very painful for many people. But, quite sadly, if you ask me, her death was quite overshadowed in the media. There was another event that occurred that same day that, pretty much made Miss Farrah Fawcett's death seem quite trivial to many people in the media, at least. Not to me or to anyone who truly thinks about it. But in the time, I can see why. Because on June 25th, 2009, the same day that Miss Farrah Fawcett passed away, the legendary pop musician Michael Jackson also died. Now it's obvious to see, like, Mr. Michael Jackson was a worldwide phenomenon. I know I've used that same word for Miss Farrah Fawcett before, but he was truly something above and beyond, almost godlike reputation. So it's easy to see why his death carried a little more weight for people. But it is kind of sad, if you ask me, that Miss Farrah Fawcett's death seemed to be quickly forgotten and shoved away, when she was quite a big actress who did many great roles, which I didn't get into here because it's not really what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on her life and her as a person. Anyway, that is the tragic end, in my opinion at least, the tragic end of Miss Farrah Fawcett. Thank you very much. And we'll see you next time on the Trevor Mitchell Podcast, where we'll be talking about pirates on the seven blue seas. Thank you very much.